Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Pearl Carl here. I'm bringing us back, lighter shade of pale. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Michael Stollard is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the president and CEO of E Pluribus Partners, the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. It's all about engagement. That book is available wherever books are sold. Mike, give us the website, please.
FiredUpOrBurnedOut.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. You can find out, they can find the article on Six Needs to Thrive at Work that you wrote, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's on my blog.
On your website? On your blog? Yeah, right. So check the blog out, too. Is the blog, they can link from the blog from your website?
Yes, they can.
Okay, so check that out. So in the previous segment, folks, we're talking about what you can do specifically, directly, proactively, to foster a culture and an environment of engagement for your employees, so that they act like you do when you come to work. You're engaged, right? Heck, I know I am. I got to make payroll. I'm engaged as heck, Michael. And so you want your employees to have the same kind of attitude. And we talked about respect, recognition, belonging, helping them belong. You got three more ways of looking at this too, don't you, Mike?
Yeah, and the next two are related, Jim. One is autonomy or freedom. You know, we just need to have the freedom to do our work. And so what I encourage leaders to do is, you know, outline, be very specific about what you're looking for an employee to accomplish, but don't micromanage. You know, give them the autonomy to figure it out. Make sure they know you're available to answer any questions or help them deal with obstacles. But that's how you learn and grow, and it shows you're giving them some rope to show that you can trust them. So that's what autonomy is about, and people need that too. If they're subject to too much micromanagement or bureaucracy or red tape, it just you don't thrive in that type of culture. And the next one is personal growth.
You've got it. I want to land on that just for a second, that autonomy thing, because this is huge, because this is where, to me, in my opinion, this may be the most important one, Mike, because this is not just a touchy-feely thing. This is a practical thing, meaning that you tell, what I tell my people is, okay, folks, I'll talk to a specific person. You see this? This is yours. You own this assignment. You own this job. And with regard to this job, I work for you. This is yours. You're responsible for it, for everything it does or doesn't do. And whatever you need for this, when you ask me, you can ask me for it. And at that moment, I work for you. And you have to let them know that if they make a mistake, if they mess up while they're trying their best, they're not going to get fired. I'm just going to say, okay, what did we learn? That's huge, isn't it? It's the redemption part the redemption part of autonomy is essential, Mike. What do you think?
Right. Yeah. People are going to make mistakes, and you have to be there, and they need to be comfortable enough with you that they can come with you when they run into problems.
Right. All right. Personal growth.
Okay, the next one is people perform best when they're in a job that has the right degree of stretch, of challenge. If they're overly challenged, if it's way beyond their competence, then they're totally stressed out. If it's too far under their competence, then they're bored. But when they're in that sweet spot of competence that keeps them challenged, and it's not that you can do this all the time, but they need to have some tasks in their job description that are challenging them. And that puts them in a state that's called flow, where they become so immersed in their work that time flies by. We've all been there. It's good for us to be in that state. Mm-hmm. So that's what personal growth is about, getting them in the right
role. I remember one employee I had was maybe the finest human being I've ever known. When he was working there when I bought the company. And I was so impressed with this guy. And whatever he did was absolutely as good as could humanly be done. And if he would do the work that he was assigned to do or die trying. I've never known anybody, too many other people like him, maybe one or two. He was an amazing guy. And I thought, man, if I could leverage that with the rest of the crew, the rest of the team, wow. So I tried to make him in charge of these other people. He completely failed. He could not do the team thing. He could inspire them by them watching him do his job, but he did not have the ability to be that leader that I hoped he would. And so I think we figured it out, and we dropped back to where he was, and everybody got happy. But I'm just, it's like you said, you've got to find out what people are capable of and help them thrive in that area, don't you?
Yeah, that was his calling. You had him in the right role, but you know, you tested him, you gave him an opportunity to try something else, it didn't work, and you got him back in the right role.
Got him back and redeemed him, absolutely. All right, the last one.
The last one is meaning, and this one I think a lot of times we take for granted, but it's interesting to see that the research really is showing that I think it's a flaw in our intuition where we think if we're telling employees, you know, why our work is important, how their work is contributing to the small business's success, how our small business is contributing to the community, which almost all small businesses make a big contribution to the community. That's really important stuff, and the research shows it has an effect on people's energy.
No question about it. And folks, I tell you what, if you'll go get this article on Mike's blog, which is at firedupaburnedout.com, that website, then I think you'll be a lot smarter. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Good speaking with you. Take care.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.